So I was concentrating on the gist of the whole Gemara, and some people brought to my attention that I left out two inyanim that I should have discussed. One inyan is as follows. The Gemara, towards the top of Tevov Amad Beis, quotes a machloikes between Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yochanan. In the case of Goynav Nefesh and Mechora, the whole sugya was talking about one who kidnapped someone else, the Hisama boy, or Mechora, then he uses him, he makes him do Hishtamshas for him, he makes him do a Malocha for him, and then he sells him. So the Chumash says that if he does all three, Goynav Nefesh, Hisama boy, Mechora, and some people brought to my attention that I left out two Inyonim that I should have discussed. One Inyan is as follows. The Gemara, towards the top of Tevov Amad Beis, quotes a machloikes between Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yochanan. In the case of Goynav Nefesh and Mechora, the whole sugya was talking about one who kidnapped someone else, the Hisama boy, or Mechora, then he uses him, he makes him do Hishtamshas for him, he makes him do a Malocha for him, and then he sells him. So the Chumash says that if he does all three, Goynav Nefesh, Hisama boy, Mechora, so he's Chayv Misa. So the Gemara had a machloikes Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yochanan. Do you say that the Geneva B'Nefesh is already the Haskola of the Mechayiv? It's a composite Mechayiv that consists of all three together, the Geneva with the Hishtamshes with the Mechira? Or do you say no? The Mechira is the Avera for which you get the Yoinish Misa, and the Geneva is a prerequisite. If he didn't come for him first, so then the Mechira will not be Mechayiv Misa. So the Nafkamina the Gemara gave was, if you have Ede Geneva B'Nefesh, the witnesses testify to witnesses testify that he kidnapped someone, and two witnesses testify that he sold him as a slave, and you're mazim all the four witnesses, would you give the punishment of Misa to the first two witnesses? So Rabbi Yochanan says, Geneva aschalta de mechira. Rabbi Yochanan says that Geneva is already the beginning of the chi of Misa. So if you're mazim the witnesses and you see that that's what they had in mind, the come Ramzi Ramuzi, then you'll give the death penalty even to the Edi Geneva. And Chizkiyah disagrees and he says not true. The Geneva is not Askalta the Mechira. Mechira, the Aveira of Loi Mochamam Kereseva, that's Mechayiv Misa, on the condition that there's a prerequisite that provided that he did Geneva in advance. So that's what the Gemara said. Then the Gemara said, and there's another Machlokes, Chizkiyah Rabbi Yochanan, which is Lishitosim. If witnesses testify that someone kidnapped somebody else, and that's all he did, he only kidnapped them. And they come to court and they testify. Is there any punishment for that? So Rabbi Yochanan says, if he kidnaps someone and then he goes and he sells him, so the chi of Misa starts from the Geneva, it's a composite Mechayiv, the Geneva with the Hisama boy, with the Mechora, all three together on Mechayiv Misa. And if you'll be mazim the witnesses, after he will be the Hisama boy Mechora, if you'll be mazim the Ede Geneva, they will get the Einish Misa. As Rabbi Yochanan says, the Ede Geneva will also get the Einish Misa. So if you stopped in the middle, the Ede Geneva only testifies Shigonav Asa Nefesh, even though in no Ede Mechira come later on, you cannot say that the one who kidnapped the other person deserves Malkus. How can you give him Malkus? It's the Chalap Shenita Lasaras Mises Bezen. The Aveira of Geneva sometimes leads up to Chiyav Misa. So you cannot say that Hagoynav Nefesh V'loy Mechora is Chayv Malkus, because Hagoynav Nefesh and Mechora, it's a composite Mechayiv, the Geneva with the Mechira is going to be Mechayiv Misa. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Ede Geneva, witnesses testify Shigonav Asa Nefesh, the fellow, the kidnapper, will not get Malkus. Because if you'll be Mazim Nizedim later, the Chayiv Misa is going to be from the whole composite of all of them together. And Chizkiyah disagrees. Chizkiyah says no. But the Ede Geneva B'Nefesh are Mechayiv Malkus. For doing the act of Geneva, the fellow gets Malkus. And if he does Mechira, following a Geneva, so the Mechira alone is Mechayiv the Misa, it's not Mechira with the Geneva. So that's the Gemara. So that's what we learned last week. So there was one line in the Gemara that I was just saying the Gemara about Pe, I didn't give the whole Shakla Vatai. So there's one line that the Rishonim have difficulty with. The Gemara says, Gemara says like this, according to Rabbi Yochanan, let's see, about 10 lines from the top. The Gemara says, Alav shinitla saras mizbezdin, hein loikim olav. So the Gemara says, Ihu loiloki, inu hechi loku. That line in the Gemara is a problematic line. Let me explain what it means. The Gemara argues like this. If the Goynev Nefesh, if the one who kidnapped, the Mechayev of Misa is Geneva with Mechira, together, it's a composite Mechayev. So for Geneva alone, you can't administer any Malkas, because that Avera of Geneva sometimes leads up to Misa, but Siruf the Avera, both Averas together, the Geneva. Loi Signoi for Naseres Adibis, that was the Gemara on Pevavim and out there, two Lavin. Loi Signoi for Naseres Adibis is the prohibition against kidnapping. Loi Mochmer Mekeresev in Vayikra, chapter Chafei, is the prohibition against selling as a slave. So if you do both together, Rabbi Yechanan's opinion is that it's a combined Bechai. So if you only do the Geneva alone, that's a Lav Shinit and Lasaris and Zbezin, so that it cannot lead up to Malkus. But the Gemara doesn't prove it like that. The Gemara proves it at this roundabout. The Gemara says like this. If Rabbi Yochanan says that the Eide Geneva may possibly, if the witnesses testify Gonav Nefesh, and another two witnesses testify Mochar, so then, and Yamazim, all four, so then even Rabbi Yochanan says even Eide Geneva will get the death penalty. So since it's possible for the Eidim who testified on the Geneva to get the death penalty, namely, if another two witnesses will come and say, Mochar and Yibig Mazim, all four, so even if only the witnesses testified Gonav and then Yamazim them, so you can't give those witnesses Malkus, because if he will loki, in hechi loki, how can it be? How can they get a punishment of Malkus? Malkus for giving aid of Sheker is Kashazamam Lasas Leochiv. You only get Kashazamam if you try to give the other fellow Malkus. If we testify falsely that Reuven is Chayv Misa and we're Huzmu, so then they give us the death penalty. If we testify falsely that Reuven is Chayv Mammon and we're Huzmu, so they make us pay Mammon. If we testify falsely that Reuven is Chayv Malkus and we're Huzmu, then we get Malkus. But if we testify that Reuven was Gonav as HaNefesh, Reuven was Gonav as HaNefesh. So if Gonav Nefesh doesn't get any Malkus, the Gemara says, Machloik is Chizkir Rabbi Yochanan, and we're trying to figure out who holds which way. We're not sure. Who holds Loika, who holds Eina Loika. So the Gemara says, if you're going to hold that the Gonav Nefesh, Velo Mechoro, doesn't get any Malkus, so how can it be that if the Eide Geneva, Ahuzmu, how can it be that they get Malkus? That's an impossibility. It's not possible that the Eidim should get Malkus if the Huzmu, if the person that they testified against, wasn't going to get any Malkus. So the Rishonim ask, why not? The opening Mishnah in Maseches Makkos gives two cases, and the Gemara adds on another two cases. There are four cases on the first daf in Maseches Makkos, where Yamazim witnesses who did not, witnesses testifies that somebody is a cholo. The guy is duchening and he gets the first aliyah and he benches mezuzah and he does pidyon ben. He functions like a kohen. And witnesses come and they testify falsely that he's a ben gush machlutz, he's a cholo. So bezin paskins, he's a cholo. He's not allowed to get the first aliyah, he's not allowed to duchen, he's not allowed to do a pidyon ben anymore. And then a huzmu, it turns out that the whole thing is a lie. So what are you going to make them into halolim? They're not even kohanim. And even if they are kohanim, the Gemara learns that from a pasuk, you can't make them into halolim. So what punishment do you give them? So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk. Whenever you can't give kasha zamam, so you give them Malkus. And the same thing the Mishnah says, if the witnesses testify that someone killed B'shoigig, they testify somebody killed B'shoigig, so he has to run away to the Ari Miklod, and it turns out that they were lying. So you don't say, Einarmim, let these Edom run away to the Ari Miklod. No, Ari Miklod is only for those who actually killed B'shoigig. There is no room in the Ari Miklod for the Edom Zedim. There is no Din Kashazam. So what punishment? They get off scot-free. You don't punish them. So the Mishnah says, no, the same Pasuk that says, you get Malkus, whenever you mazim Edim and you can't give them the punishment of Kasha Zama, they try to give Misa, so you give Misa, try to give Malkus, give Malkus, try to make Mammon, you give Mammon. If it's none of the above, and there's no Parsha of Kasha Zama, so then we have a miscellaneous punishment, namely Malkus. So how does the Gemara prove conclusively over here that the Gemara has a proof? It must be that one, this Samoira, is of the opinion that Chizki is of the opinion that Hagoynev Nefesh v'lo Mechoroi is Loike. If someone kidnapped someone else, he violated the Pasuk and Aseres HaDibrois, so it's not Misa. Even though it's not for the Gemara, it's Adoba Halami Me'yonai, it's next to Loisinov, and it's next to, it's next to the Shab, it's next to the Chi of Misa. So the Gemara comes out, no, it's just the Chi of Malkus, not a Chi of Misa. So the Gemara says it has to be that the Goynev Nefesh gets Malkus, because if you're going to say the Goynev Nefesh doesn't get any Malkus, how come the Edim get a punishment of Malkus? How is that possible that if you mazim the Edim, you give them a punishment of Malkus, even though they testified against the person, they weren't attempting to give him a punishment of Malkus? So the Balamari says, why not? The first Mishnah Makkos gives you cases like that. So the Balamor gets into a blotta over here. So he gives a pshat in the Gemara. It's very not understood. The Rishonim don't understand what the Balamor answered over here. So the Ramban gives his pshat, the Ramban on the bottom of the Rif in the Mochamis. He gives pshat. Usually the Balamor disagrees with the Rif, and the Melchemes Hashem comes to defend the Rif. This one has nothing to do with the Rif. The Rif doesn't quote anything over here. This is not Nagel Lalocha Bismanazah. So this just has to do with the Gemara. So the Ramban just is taking issue with what the Balamor says over here. So the Ramban says the pshat in the Gemara is very, very elementary. The din is that you only give a punish, the whole din of Kasha Zomer, that you punish the witnesses who were proven to have given false testimony, either you give them a punishment, a Misa, a Momon, a Malkus, or the miscellaneous punishment, a Malkus, whenever there is no Kasha Zomer. The Mishnah says that's only if the witnesses testified about an issue that's relevant, and the Bezin makes Nigma Hadin Alpiyim. They say he's a Ben Gush Mechalutza, the Bezin investigates it, and they say, we hereby declare you're a Ben Gush Mechalutza, no more first Aliyah, and no more Pidyon HaBenz, and no more Duchanin. Then it comes out that it's not true. So they made a Psak, they made a Gemar Din. There has to be something to Paskin. The Bezin said he's Chayiv Mamon, the Bezin said he's Chayiv Malkus, the Bezin said he's Chayiv Misa, the Bezin said something. They have to say he's Chayiv Golus. They Paskin that Ploini is Chayiv Golus because he killed the Shegeg. And then we're Mazim the Edim, so you don't say let them go into Golus. We say we'll give them Malkus. But the Bezin has to make a Gemar Din that says something relevant to Halacha. If you're going to say over here, Ihu Loi Loki, if two witnesses come and they say Reuven kidnapped Shimon, so what is the relevance halacha lemaisa of that? There's no punishment for Reuven for kidnapping Shimon. Everybody in the neighborhood knows that Shimon is a free man. It's not a suffix, is Shimon an Eved Ivri of Reuven? No, everybody knows he's a free man. He's been living in the neighborhood for the last 25 years. We know who Shimon is. But the Eidim come and they testify falsely that Reuven kidnapped Shimon. And it can lead up to Goynev Nefesh and Mechara, whatever. So the Shaila is, if Goynev Nefesh alone doesn't get any Malkus, so the Gemara says, so the whole Haggadah Seydus was irrelevant. They gave a Haggadah Seydus over a non-issue. There's nothing. So it's not Shaykh to say, Nigma Adin Apiyem. Ein Oidim Nasim Zemimim Achigomar Adin Apiyem. So the Ramban says, that's what the line means. Ihu Loi Loki. If the Goynev Nefesh doesn't get any Malkus, how can you give Malkus to the witnesses? True. The first Daf and Makkah says that you have quite a few cases. You have two cases in the Mishnah, two more cases in the Brisa and the Gemara, where the witnesses get a punishment of Malkus, even though they didn't intend to give, to cause him to suffer with Malkus. Yeah, but at least they were causing him to suffer with something. The Bezin was going to make a Gemar Din, that he has to go to Golus, that he has to be sold as an Eved Ivri, some kind of a Gemar Din. So then we're Mazim the Eidim, so we have to give them a miscellaneous punishment of Malkus. You can't give the actual Kasha Zamam, so instead we substitute it for Malkus. But here, Ihihu Lailoki, so the Haggadah Seydus was irrelevant. It's not Shaykh to say Nigma Din Alpiyim. Why? What's Boishas? If he's Choyvo Bachavero, if you're Choyvo Bachavero, then you pay Nezik Tzari Peshevis and Boishas. If he did something, but if he kidnapped them, he caused them aggravation. He caused them aggravation, so you don't pay for aggravation. You don't pay for aggravation. He kidnapped them, and obviously he was intending to either to sell them or to aggravate them. But there's no Gemar Din on that. If people might have thought Azoy that he's my Eved Ivri, and now the witnesses come and they said, testify, no, he's not my Eved Ivri. I took him away. Then there would be Bezin would Paskin, no, he's a free man, he's not an Eved Ivri. And then it turns out that he is my Eved Ivri. No, but everybody in the neighborhood knows that he's not my Eved Ivri. They know who he is. There's no shaila about that the man is a free man. So that's what the Ramban reads in this line of the Gemara. The Ihu Loi Loki, if the one who is Goynev Nefesh doesn't deserve any Malkus, so then the Haggadah Seydus was Al-Dvarim Shel Mavakach. The Haggadah Seydus was irrelevant. There never was any Gemar Dina. So it's not Shach to give any punishment. Taisus talks about that. Why don't you say lefosla le'edus bono? The end of the first Taisus discusses that. What's the din? Yeah, what's the din? Lefosla le'edus bono. And Shulchan Aruch, the din is that a person is, there's a Rosh HaDechamas. The original Pasuk in Chumash only speaks about Tosh HaSeotchem Rosh HaLiyah HaSeotchemas. A Ganef is Pasuk Leidus. Or a person who knows he's supposed to keep kosher, but he compromises on the principle of Kashmas in order to save money. So he buys non-kosher food, he was brought up Orthodox, and he eats non-kosher food because it's less expensive, so that's also called the Rosh HaDechamas. What if a person is not compromising on his principles? Kashrus is not from his principles. Reformed, conservative, whatever. He's not compromising on his principles, just not from his principles. So that was a machlokes abayi v'rova. That's the mem of Yalki Gamba, the mumarech on the bevis lahachis, is postulatus or not, and we paskin that he is postulatus. Every Rosh, even if he's not a Rosh, the Chum is also postulatus. So the Rambam and the Rif and the Shulchan Aruch quote, that's only if he violates an aver sheyesh bo malchus on misa. Because the psukim say, "Ashehu Rasha Lomus," one is Chayv Misa, is called the Rasha, and it says, "V'hayoyd Lid Hakoyis Rasha V'Pila Shofet V'Kol Lefana K'dei V'Shos Abimis," that a Rasha deserves Malkus. So, who is called the Rasha that is possible? Ladies, Altosh Yisrochem Rasha Liyasekham V'Heista Rasha. Either a Rasha is Chayv Misa, Rasha is Chayv Malkus. So, the Achreim have a discussion. What if the Avera that he did doesn't get Malkus because it's Alav Shenitan Lasaros Misa's Bezin? A Goyin of Nefesh doesn't get Malkus according to Rabbi Yechanan's opinion. Chizkiah holds that he does get Malkus. A Goyin of Nefesh is like him. Mechara is Chayit Misa for the Mechira, and the Geneva is Mechayit Malkus for the Geneva. And Rabbi Yechanan holds no, the Geneva with the Mechira is one composite Mechayit that leads up to a Chayit Misa. So Geneva alone is not Mechayit Misa, and because Geneva alone is not Mechayit Misa, but it serves as the first step. It's part of the composite Mechayit that's going to be Mechayit the Misa later on. So that's why there's no Malkus. So that's a discussion in Achreinim. The Tumim and other Achreinim have it. He really did an Avera Sheyeshba Malkus, but there's a technicality. He's ain't a loike because it's not Dumi, the Lav Dachasim, because it's we're waiting for bigger and better things. It may yet lead up, and sometimes leads up to Nisa. So there's no Malkus because it's worse than a Lav Sheyeshba Malkus. It's too much. It's like an Isa Chomer. Isa Chamur. So that's a discussion. That's a Lav Sheyeshba Maisa. Lav Sheyeshba Maisa. You don't become one who talks Loshen Hara. For sure he did an Avera, but he's not postulated because that's no Malkus. A Lav Shem no Malkus, so he doesn't become postulated. But a Lav Shem Nitan Lasaris Mises Bezdin, a Lav Shem Nitan Lasaris Mises Bezdin, the reason why you're not like it is not because it's like Embo Maisa, it's a lower Madrega. No, it's a higher Madrega. So that's a Dilan in Achrenim. Maybe such a Lav would postulate. So that's what Tosis discusses over here. If the Adam came and they testified, Shekhanav Asan Nefesh, maybe you should postulate him later. Maybe the Eidus should be relevant. Okay, so it's a good tikkash, it's a good tihar. Then last week we mentioned quickly, but I didn't explain, I just said the Chazanish explains the Rambam, Tefarem for Tosis Kasha, the bottom Tosis on Pei Vav on the base, the bottom Tosis Kamash Malon. The Gemara has like this, the Gemara in Bava Kame, and the Gemara here talk about a similar case. Witnesses testify about something, and when they give their Haggadah Seidus, we can't really tell what's going to turn out. Let's say witnesses testify that my shor, falsely, a pair of witnesses testify that my shor was nogeach, and I have to pay chatzi nezek migufo. And then another pair of witnesses testify a week later that my shor was nogeach a second time, I got to pay again chatzi nezek migufo. Next week, third pair of witnesses testify, and then the fourth week, a fourth pair of witnesses testify, the fourth time I got to pay nezek shalom and ali. And then it turns out when Mazim, all the first three pairs of Edom, all the six witnesses were telling a lie. So it comes out that the fourth time the show was Nageh, I really shouldn't have had to pay the Nezik Shah. I should have only had to pay the Chatzin Nezik. That was the first time it was a Shah time. It wasn't really a Shah Mut. So the Gemara says, all the six, if you're Mazim, all the six, the first three pairs of witnesses, so it's their fault that they were trying to make me pay an extra Chatzin Nezik. So we divide. Each one of those six witnesses has to pay 1/6 of the extra Chatzin Nezik. Has to pay 1/12. Each one pays 1/12. Mishal Sheminim, they all divided amongst themselves. So the Gemara says in Bava Kame, that's only if Meramzi Ramuzi. How do you know to blame the first pair of witnesses that they had in mind that is going to lead up to a Nezik Shal? Maybe they just wanted to be Mechayim the Chatzin Nezik B'Shaito. So we make them pay Kashizam, I'm the Chatzin Nezik now. And the second pair of witnesses said, Vaita Chatzin Nezik. And the third pair said, Only Chatzin Nezik. Ve'azok. It says, Make him pay the full amount that he had in mind to be mafsid me. Who says that they were all in cahoots, they had in mind to lead up to a Nezik Sholem on the fourth time? Maybe each pair of Edom only had in mind to make me pay a Chatzin Nezik B'Shaita. So the Gemara says, the Gemara says in Bava Kamma, Hachma Askinan, Kamma Ramzi Ramuzi. Each time when the first pair of witnesses come, the other four witnesses come along with them. And the second pair come, the first pair with the third pair come. And the third time when they come, the first four witnesses come. So each time they're in cahoots with each other. So Bezen sees from the very beginning till the end that these three groups of witnesses, they're all in cahoots and they're aiming and making me pay a nezek shalim. And then if it were mazim, all three pairs, it's a gemara in Muslim affair that that's what they had in mind from the very beginning. Not just to make me pay the chatzin nezek b'shaita, but to add up to an extra chatzin nezek when it's going to become a shamut. So each one pays 1/12, each one pays his share of the chatzin nezek. So the Gemara says in Bava Kamma that Meramze Remuze, if they all come together, and we use a little psychology and we see that that's what they're intending to lead up to, you give them the punishment, Kasha Zamam. And our Gemara says, Ma'u Detema, the last line right before the Mishnah, and pay Vav on the base. Gemara has a case, and it's a Shaila, what did the witnesses have in mind? So the Gemara says, that you don't give them Kasha Zamam because you don't know that that's what they had in mind. Maybe they didn't have that in mind. So the Gemara says, Loit Tzricho, the Chiddush is, Afak Av the Kamer Amzi Ramuzi, even though the witnesses came together with the other witnesses, so Ma'u Detema, Remiza Milsi, it's obvious, it's plur. That's what they were leading up to. Kamash Malon, Remiza Lav Klumi. Even though they came with the other pair, and the other pair testified later, he put two and two together. They all came together each time. So you don't put two and two together. So Tais says, Astir between the two Gemara. The Gemara says, Baba Kamer, Ramzi Ramuza, you see that that's what they had in mind. Here they didn't have in mind. So Taisus gives Shvera Tirutz. So one Taisus and Taisus, it depends. Is it Klorvi the Tug? Is it very obvious that that's what they had in mind? Or it's we have a Hashad. There's suspicion that maybe they had in mind. If it's only suspicion, maybe they had it in mind, then you don't give a punishment Kashazama. But if it's a very heavy Remiza Alimto Ashtar, as opposed to Remiza Grua, if it's a very heavy Ramzi Ramuza, so then we know that that's what they had in mind. So we give them, we throw the book at them, we give them the whole kashya. That's one suggestion. And Taisa gives another chilek. Maybe you only use the psychology and the imamunis. Maybe when it comes to dina nefashis, you say, he can rely on psychology to say that we're going to give him the anish anis. So Taisa gives two shvere questionable things. So the Chazanish points out, I just said last week, the Chazanish says, if you look in the Rambam faremphas the kashya the way he presents the cases. He says, the case in Bava Kamma, everything went keseda. The first pair of witnesses testified in the beginning that my shor was negeach once. And the other four witnesses came along with him. What do you need all six people to come if only two of the six people are testifying? And then a week later, all six characters come again. And the second pair of witnesses say that the shem shor did a second negeach. And then the third week, the same six people come along to Bezin, and the third group say, and each time they're winking with each other, and smiling and laughing and joking, so it's obvious that they're all together. Okay, so we don't know what it's leading up to. So it turns out that they don't like me. They tell the story, my show is a shamut. Then my show is negeach a fourth time, and I pay nezek shom. Then we're mazim, all the six witnesses, and we know what they had up their sleeve. They had in mind to make me pay not only the chatzi nezek b'shaita, to make me pay the extra chatzi nezek of the shamut, to make it into a nezek sholem. So the Gemara says, Remiza Milsehi. From the beginning, we say that was included in the Haggadah Seydis. When witnesses testified that a shor was negeach, a shor tam was negeach, so it includes two parts to the Haggadah. It includes, number one, that I have to pay chatzin nezek now. Number two, that this is going to lead up to the nezek sholem later. Everything goes kashur, everything goes in order. But in our Gemara, take a look again. What does the Gemara say this on? The Gemara, it's 10 lines before the Mishnah. Amar Ravasi. Ravasi is quoted. Eide mechir benefesh shehuzmu, ein neharogim. Two witnesses testify that Reuben sold Shimon as a slave. And then we're mazim them. So we don't give them a punishment kasha zamam. Why? Mitoch shiyoch olam, avdi macharti. They didn't testify that he had kidnapped him in advance. They don't know. Maybe he's a Zebed. Maybe he's an Ebed Knaini. Maybe he's an Ebed Ivri. They don't know. They don't know what the story is. They just say, Mochar, that Reuben sold Shimon as an Ebed to somebody else. But they don't say anything about Gonav. So the Gemara says, we don't give them, normally, if you're Mazim, the Eide Mechiro, you give the death penalty. Kasha Zamam, you give the death penalty to Eide Mechiro. The Eide Geneva was a Machloikis Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan. Eidi Gneiva Shuzma, do you say Gneiva Aschalta de Mechira? So even the Eidi Gneiva are also going to get the death penalty when you mazim both the Eidi Gneiva and the Mechira? Do you say no? The Eidi Shmisa only comes for the Mechira, not for the Gneiva. But the Eidi Mechira Kule Almalo Fligi de Gemara. So everybody agrees. Eidi Mechira get the death penalty. So Rabasi said, just a minute. Eidi Mechira only get the death penalty if the witnesses testified in order. First two witnesses testified that Gonevas Hanefesh, he kidnapped the Pliny, the Hisama boy. And then the second pair of witnesses come and they say, Mochar. And the second pair know that the first pair have already testified Gonav. And by their testifying Mochar, they're clinching the Chiyav Misa. So that's Vasisim Lakashazamam Lasis Liyachim. But if Edom only come and they say, Mochar, Reuven sold Shimon as an Eved. Maybe he had a right to sell him as an Eved. Maybe he's stuck as an Eved. Maybe he is as Eved. Maybe he had a right. Maybe he's permitted. Rather, the din is that you can't sell an Eved Ivri. An Eved Knani you can sell. An Eved Ivri, the Pasuk says in Chumash, that it says in Chumash, the Rambam quotes the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, it says, Lam nachar l'imshon l'mochar b'vigdoi bo. So the Rambam interprets the Pasuk that the Odon is unable to sell his Amo Hevriya. If a man purchases an Amo Hevriya, so he's not allowed to sell it to anybody else. And the Rambam says not only is the din true regarding Amo Hevriya, a female Jewish shivcha, the din is the same regarding an Eved Ivri as well. If I purchased an Eved Ivri, either he's Moicher Atzma, he sold himself to me, or Machruhu Bezin sold him because of his good to Maisin Tavin, and Kabig Nevosoi, so then the din is the same, that you can't sell an Eved Ivri or an Amo Hevriya. It's a Mishnah and Erchen like that you can't sell an Eved Ivri or an Amo Hevriya. So over here, it's a little funny. The Gemara says the guy can say he's selling his own Eved Ivri. Shaloi Kedin, the sale is not valid. You can't sell an Eved Ivri. If you want to free him, but you can't sell it to someone else, so the sale won't be valid. But still, the Gemara says if two witnesses come and they testify, Pliny Mochar, Reuven Mochar HaShimon. And no one testified that Reuven Gonav Shimon. No one testified in advance that he had kidnapped him. They just say, Reuven Mochar HaShimon. So the Gemara says, even if you're mazim the Edom, they won't get kasha zama. The Gemara says, pshita, of course they're not going to get kasha zama. It's not nigmar din apiyah. The only time you get kasha zama, if it's going to be nigmar din apiyah, how can it be nigmar din? If no one ascertained that if it was gone of the hisama by mechora, they just testified mechora. So the Gemara, loy tzvicha, afogav dosa lebesof. No, that's pshita. If all you have the Edom say mochar, so of course it's not nigmar din apiyah. There is no kasha zama. We're talking. First two witnesses testify Mochar as HaNefesh. And at the time that they say Mochar, we don't know yet whether Gonav or not. Then later on, witnesses say, Gonav is Hisama boy, Umar Ramzei Ramuzei. And when the first two witnesses came to say Mochar, the Haggadah say this was out of order. Normally it would be in order. First witness, two witnesses say Gonav as HaNefesh, then two witnesses say the Hisama boy, then two witnesses say Mochorai. So if you do everything in order, then we have a discussion, how many of the witnesses get the death penalty, kasha zama. So Rabbi Yochanan says, even the first ones do. The Eidei Gneiva, and Chizki says, only the last one do. The Eidei Mechira ben Nefesh. Okay. But here we're talking, they came out of order. So first pair of witnesses say, Mochar es HaNefesh. And then the second pair say, Gonav Oso HaNefesh, V'Hisama Boy. So the Gemara says, and do we know that when the first two witnesses came to testify that Mochar, did they have in mind, did they know that it's gonna turn out that he was gigamic? Mar says, yeah, they're winking to each other. When they came and they testified Mochar, Miramze Ramuze, the other two witnesses were there. And then an hour later, the other two witnesses get up in court and they say, Gonav es HaNefesh v'Hisama boy. And the first two witnesses who testified Mochar are there also. So the Miramze Ramuze, the whole time from the beginning to the end, obviously they were in cahoots with each other. So the Gemara says, nonetheless, Letzvich Ibn Amram Zirimuzei, Kamash Mulan Remiza Lav Klumhi. So the Ramam Lars Pshat, not because Remiza Lav Klumhi, you have to be Mechalik between Baba Kama. No! Ravasi said, why? It's Eidish Yakti Ochel Azimu. At the time that the first two witnesses testified that Mochar es HaNefesh, it's irrelevant. So you can't give them any punishment at all at that time. They can wink all they want, but it's an Eidish Yakti Ochel Azimu. So the Bezim will never make a Gmar Din that the man is Chayv Misa. If whenever the Haggadah say this is out of order, so they can't be Mekabel the Eidim who say Mochar es HaNefesh. First you have to be Mekabel Eidim Shegonav, and then She Mochar es HaNefesh Achakach. But if you're Mekabel Eidim She Mochar, the Eidim She Mochar is supposed to lead to the Chayv Misa. The Eidim who testified first Mochar, even though it's Miram Zirimuzei, But they're not going to get a kasher zaman because b'shaita there was no kabbalah seidus. Doesn't have the right to be mekabbalah seidus at that time. That's what he said. Rabasi says. No, mitoch shiyachavoyim abdi macharti. That's what it means. It's not going to be. That's what the Rambam writes it like that. The Rambam learns mitoch shiyachalam abdi macharti. So when they gave the Haggadah Seidus that mocharis anefesh, that Haggadah Seidus is Seidus shiyat yachalazim. They can never get an oinish misa for that. So since it's Seidus shiyat yachalazim, so the Bezna has no right to make a gemar din in the first place. That's what Rabasi meant to say. So it's not a steer at the Bavakam. That's what the Chazanish points out. Okay, last week we started the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah gives, we're listing off all the people of Chayv Chenek. So the Mishnah has about the Zaka Mamre is also Chayv Chenek. And the Mishnah says the only time it's Chayv Misa, if he's a Chochem Shehigir Lo Hayro, if he's a Talmud Shehoiro, the only time it's Chayv Misa is if he paskins against the Bez Nagol. If he just gives a shear and he gives a whole pilpul, he learns the Gemara like that, he says, it doesn't say Halacha L'maisa, then he's not going to be chayiv misa. It has to be dafka hoira lasses or hoira. So since you're only chayiv misa if you're a zokamami moire against the Bez Nagol paskinning against, he has to be a chacham shegir lo hoira. If he's a Talmud, it's not a gir lo hoira, then even if he paskins, it's not called a hoira. Boss says the gir lo hoira. So we discussed the machloikas between Rashi and the Rambam. The Moshe Feinstein has in the first tshuva, but the Rashi learns based on the Gemara Soita and the Gemara Avodah Zarah that it means Talmud Shaloh Higil Aramis is not yet 40 years old, because the Gemara says that one is not allowed to paskin before the age of 40. And the Rambam learns no, Higil Aramis means that he has smicha. If he doesn't have smicha, that's called Lo Higil Aramis. Now, Moshe explained why doesn't the Rambam learn like Rashi? Why didn't the Rambam learn like Rashi? See, he says a poshet tesvar. He says the Gemara says there in Soito that once in a while there is an exception to the rule. If there's no one else in the city is qualified to paskin, he's the most qualified, then he's permitted and obligated to paskin even before the age of 40. So it's not an ironclad rule. So how can you say that that's what the Mishnah means, that a Talmud Shalagilara means a Talmud before the age of 40? If some under some circumstances he's not allowed to paskin, under some circumstances, yeah. So even if it happens to be that the circumstances are that there are bigger Talmid HaChachamim in the city, we don't need him to paskin the Shaila. But still, if he would have lived in a different city, well, he's the only one qualified, he would have been allowed to paskin. How can you say before the age of 40 called lo higir lo hayro? Shverevot. So that's what perhaps, that's what Ramosha said, perhaps that's what prompted the Rambam to learn shot differently. That lo higir lo hayro means a rule that chok v'layavar means no smicha. If he doesn't have smicha, whatever he says is not called lo hayro. He's suggesting an idea. Bizman said nobody has any smicha. It's al pitin, it's not called lo hayro, it's not called the psak. So then the Gemara quotes the Psukim. The Gemara quotes Tanu Rabbanan. We started the Brisa. We didn't start the Brisa. So I'm not sure. So the Gemara starts on the top line. Ki polim uchadov al mishpat ki pole is only muflush of the bezna. It has to be a talmud shehigil lo hayro. It's not a gil lo hayro, so the whole din of Zalkam Ami doesn't apply. And then the Gemara, the Brisa darshans every phrase in the Pasuk that one can become a Zalkam Mamre in any one of the following 15 cases. If he disagrees with the psak of the Bez Nagodol in the area of Kiddush HaChodesh, the Gemara says, Kikpalim Mimcha, on the top line at Pezayim, Mimcha Ze Yoetz. And the expression Eitzo, Rashi says, it relates to Ibar Hashanah. Relates to Ibar Hashanah. So he has a machlekes with the Bez Nagodol regarding an aspect of Ibar Hashanah, he can become a Zokah Mamre on that. How do you know that the word Mimcha has the connotation of Yoetz? So they quote a pasuk in Novi. The mimcha, the word yoyitz appears in connection with the word mimcha, and here it means machlokes in the area of kiddush chodesh. Then it says kepamcha dover. What says dover? So the Gemara says that goes on halacha l'moshe misina. How does the word dover come to mean halacha l'moshe misina? What's the shaychus? So the Rashash gives a suggestion. The Gemara has very often. Gemara says by ribis, hasashik le'achicha neshach kesef neshach echol neshach kol dover. The Gemara says Nesha called Dibur. The Gemara darshan's word Dov as if it's Dibur, that Ribis Dvarim is prohibited. Or the Rishami comments on the Pasuk, Le'ir Bacha Ervas Dov, Ervas Dibur, that Nivul Peh is an Issa. Ervas Dov means Ervas Dibur. And a lot of times also like that, Zed Dvar HaRetzeach, that it means a dibur haritzeach, that when he comes to the Rav Mikla, the body be mechabed him, he has to say, I don't deserve any kovet, I killed somebody b'shoik, you shouldn't be mechabed me. So here also, the Gemara is darshaning dover miloshen dibur. If it's Torah shebichzav, so it says it's printed in the Chumash, you don't have to say it, but if it's Torah shebal peh, the only way you can transmit it is by saying it. It's only transmitted bal peh. So that's what he suggests. Dover is Allah HaMashim Sinai. Allah HaMashim Sinai means a din which has no mocker in the Chumash. There's no way to figure it out by reading in between the lines. No midrash atarna dreshes ben. That's how the Rambam defines Halacha Moshe Misina. So Halacha Moshe Misina is what the Mishnah refers to in the end of the first parak in Chagiga, as the Mishnah says, Het in the dorm parchim bo'avir. What does it mean parchim bo'avir? It's Halacha Moshe Misina that is transmitted orally. You say it over from generation to generation. Parchim bo'avir. It has not ein lehem ameshi yismocho. There's no pasuk in Chumash that you derive it from. The Amoraim, Tanoim and Amoraim in the Gemara disagree with the Mishnah, and they say, no, there is a mocker. Other drushes, they have around 10 drushes in the Gemara, the end of the first parak in the Chagiga. But the Mishnah holds that in the Dorm is purely halacha moshe misina, ve'elahem ha'meshi yismoch. So that's called parchin bo'avir. It's just transmitted like sound. Like sound is transmitted bo'avir. So that's what over here the Rosh Hashanah says, dover, zu halacha moshe misina means because it's dibur. The word dover means dibur. Then it says, la mishpat, kipal mecha dover la mishpat, ze hadin. What do you mean din? Hadin Torah. Usually mishpat, ela mishpat, b'shlas mafnei, means din imamun, it's a din Torah. So Rashi explains, no, because it's going to say beferish, bein dam le dam, bein din le din, bein nega le nega. So din le din goes on din imamun. And din in the fashions, and din imalkus, goes on din imamun. So what do you mean, la mishpat ze hadin? So Rashi says, over here, the word din apparently has the connotation of agzera shova. A lot of times the Gemara used the word din as a kalvachem, ein oinshin min hadin. That means you can't give a punishment based on, you can't give an oinish misa based on a kalvachem. But here, Rashi has from the Gemara like that. Here, the top line on pei zayin, on a base, the Gemara calls it din bito mianasas. The Gemara says that's a gzera shova. So here, the Gemara in the Braisa, the Gemara used the term din, not in the sense of a kalvachem, and not in the sense of dinim ominous, but rather in the sense of exer shovah. So if there would be a machlokes between the Zalka Mamre and the Bez Nagadol, in an area of Ibra Hashana, or in the area of some kind of halacha l'moshe misina or another, or in the area of exer shovah, or in the area of dam l'dama, din l'din, nega l'nega, in any one of all of these cases, divrei, ribas, bisharecha, another three cases, divrei, ribas, and bisharecha, then there would be a din of Zalka Mamre. I'm always going to spell out various cases. The Gemara says, what does it mean, dam le dam? Different possibilities, dam nida, dam leida, dam ziva. What does it mean, mean din le din? Any kind of dinim, dinim the fashas, dinim amenas, dinim akas. The Gemara is going to give a case, each and every one. The Gemara is going to give one example, dinim the fashas, one example, dinim amenas, one example, dinim akas. Then it says, nega le nega, bein nege yodim, nege batim, nege begodim. Each one, the Gemara is going to give an example. What could it possibly be that they were fighting about? Then it says, divrei riris b'sharecha. So the Braisa breaks it down to the three words, divrei. Why is that so? Because this is, Rashi explains, this is all. This is, the Rambam has one of the Yudalid, the Rambam has 14 Sfarim in the Yarech HaZokah. So one Sefer is called Sefer HaFloh. Sefer HaFloh means all the things that are Chalayei deeper. The Dorim Mishvus and Erechen and Hegdeshus and Haramim. All of those are called HaFloh. Kiafli, Rashi writes, Yifarish Bisvasa. All the things that a chal yidei dibur is called haflo. So that's what the Braisa darshins, divrei. Divrei means things that a chal yidei dibur. What is that? Haramim, erchen ekdeshes. Rivois, people are tzikrikt, when they tzikrikt, the husband and the wife are tzikrikt, so there can be a shayla, a machloikis, the zalkamam and the beznagodl regarding hashkoas hasoito, or a rifa segla. Obviously, two people begin long, somebody murdered the other one. It says, kimotze chola ba'adoma. If you find someone a horuk, not you find a person died from a heart attack, you don't bring an egla rufa. You only bring an egla rufa cholo. Cholo means horuk. He was murdered. So no da mihiko. You don't know who. So obviously there was divrei riris. The people had a fight, and one of them overpowered the other one. Or taharis ha-metzora. A person becomes a metzora also because he's, what does Rashi say? Taharis ha-metzora. Tzaras is a punishment because of lashon hara. That's a gemar ne'erchen. Gemar zvachim. So the Taharis, the Metzora, is also revoice. It came through a Krigarai. He was picking on someone else, and he was punished. He said Lashon Hara against someone else, and he was punished with a Negat Tzaras. So that's the connotation of the phrase, revoice, it refers to three cases, Hashkoas HaSoita, Rifa Segla, and Taharis HaMetzora. And Bisharecho has the connotation of leket shikcho peya, matnas aniyim. Why? Because Rashi says, it says in the Chumash, v'yachlu bisharecho v'saveyu. You should leave the matnas aniyim there on the farm, and you should put up a sign that the aniyim have a right to take, and they take. So the word bisharecho appears in conjunction with the leket shikcho peya. Here it says bisharecho has that connotation. Then, so in any one of these cases, Nachma, how many cases the Gemara is going to work through? Iber Hashan is going to be one. Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai, Dov is Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. Adin, some kind of Gzera Shova. Then the Gemara is going to give a case of Dam Nida, Dam Leida, Dam Ziva. And then Din in Nefashis, Din in Mamanis, Din in Makis, Nigi Odom, Nigi Batim, Nigi Begodim is already 12. Charamim Echen Hagdeshais is 15. Hashka Saita Rifa Segla, Taras Hamatsoira is, what are we holding? 18. And then Leket Shikra Pei is 21. The Gemara is going to give 21 cases. Gemara is going to give one case after the other. How is it possible to have a machlekes between the Zaka Mamre and the Bez Nagodol regarding these 21 cases? Then the pasuk, okay, finished, 21 cases, possibility. Then it says, v'kamta v'alisa alamokayim, we explain, you can have a machlekes in two different cities, and this Sheva, they follow this sheet, and the other Sheva, they follow the other sheet, in one city, another city, every city, they follow their own poskim, not everybody, they're not mechayiv to bring up every single shot to the Bez Nagodol. But if they have Divrei Rivas Bisharecho, it's a machlokes within the same city. And then the Gemara says in the end of the first parak in Yevamos, that's a violation of Lois. It's going to do that, you're not allowed to have. So you have to have someone has to resolve it. You have to go to the Bez Nagodol. Once the Bez Nagodol gives a psak, then all the Batidinim in the whole world have to form a line. That you can no longer have Elu V'Elu. You don't allow everybody to pass in the way they please. Everybody has to follow the psak of the Bez Nagodol. If it wouldn't have been a split Dibei Rivas Bisharech in the same city, we would have left it like that. This city paskins like Bishilo, and this city paskins like Bisham. But in the same city, we don't allow. So it says in the Pasuk, the Kamta V'Yalisa L'Mokom Hotnish Kembreir, they have to go to Yerushalayim, and ask the Bez Nagodol, whatever psak they give is binding. So the Gemara comments, this I think we did discuss last week. What do you see from the phrase, the Kamta V'Yalisa El HaMokom, you go up? So first of all, you learn Melamed Shehamokom Gorim, that it's only if the psak was issued by the Bez Nagodol in the Lishkas HaGozer. Let's say the 70 members of the Bez Nagodol happen to be on vacation. They have to be in Chutz LiYerushalayim. The Tosfos quotes, the third Tosfos from the top. Beis Pagi. Beis Pagi means on the outskirts of Yerushalayim. So then the Gemara says in the first paragraph, you double on the base, but so on Beis Pagi, the Himra Aleihem, if the Zaka Mamre paskens against them, so then there's no din of Zot Mam. Only if the psak was issued from the Lishka Sagosa. So that's Malamed Shehamokom Gorim. The binding force of the Bez Nagodol, the psak of the Bez Nagodol is binding even if they're not in the Lishka Sagosa. But the punishment of Zot Mam, Chiyav Misa, that's only if the psak was issued from the Lishka Sagosa. In Shulchan Aruch we assume the psak of the Bez Nagodol is binding because of the Gdoli Hador. The Gdoli Hador in every generation, the psak is binding. Because the Gdoli Hador have the status of Rabbi Muvik, even though I don't even know who they are. I never met them. That's the Tosfos we discussed it. No, that's the Tosfos by Eli HaKoyin. The Gemara says that the little boy Eli, Shmuel HaNavi, was a little boy. Mother brought him to the baby. She didn't have any children for so many years. And then she finally prayed the Mishkan Shiloh, so she was blessed with a baby. And the baby was 2 years old, so she brought him. She promised to bring him to the Mishkan Shiloh. So when she brought him to Mishkan Shiloh, I said, there's something missing in the story there. She says, Alanaraze his palovni. So the Gemara Brachas fills in the missing information. So the Gemara says that he paskened the Shaila in the presence of Eli, Shchitek Sheir Bazar, and explained based on the Pasuk, a Pasuk in Chumash, Shchitek Sheir Bazar, and they were requiring a Koyin with Big Dekuna. And he says, you don't need a Koyin, you don't need Big Dekuna, yeah, Azar can also share. So they brought the kid to Eli, it says in the Pasuk in Shmuel, they brought him to Eli, and then Eli, the Gemara fills in the information, Eli said, a sharp kepala, a sharp little kid, but Yechayv Misa, because Yemara Halacha Bifnei Rabbah. So the mother is ready to pull out of her. So she says, what do you mean? For so many years I had no children and now a nes happened, I have a baby. Have rachmanis. How can you cause my child to die because my Allah lefnei rabba? So he said, okay, I'll let him get away with it this time. So he didn't punish him. So Taisus fek takash, what do you mean? My Allah lefnei rabba? He never saw him before. The 2-year-old kid learned the cheder. He never met Eli in his life, the first time they ever took him. It says they never took him, the first 2 years she didn't take him because he was shvach. She wasn't Oyla Regal. The husband went with Penina, with the other children. She didn't go because the baby was Shvach. So he never saw Eli. So how can it be Meira Alocha Bifnei Rabbi? So Tosfos says that Eli was the Godel Hador from the Gdoli Hador. The Gdoli Hador have the status of Rabbi Muvuk, even though you never learned by then. Because the Gdoli Hador have the Hashpon, everybody in the generation. So that's the Ikedin. Why are the psalkim of the Bez Nagadol binding? Because the Bez Nagadol are the Gdoli Hadar. They don't just put them into the position because COVID. Because... No, the 40 years old, Rashi said that's for Zok and Mamre. But Mar HaLoch Bifnei Rabba is a psalm, Misav Dei Shamayim. Mar HaLoch Bifnei Rabba is not... Yeah, Mar HaLoch Bifnei Rabba, Misav Bez, and you can't give a kid 2 years old, but it's Misav Dei Shamayim. Mar HaLoch Bifnei Rabba. Yeah, I don't know. But good to catch it. How can he be Chai Misav Dei Shamayim? He's only 2 years old. I don't know. Apparently he was sharp enough to understand that he deserves an Einish. I don't know. So that's what you see from that Gemara, that the Ikad din is that if a person does not know what the din is, a palabos or even a chacham, but he's lo higi lo hira, he's not entitled to an opinion on a certain area. He doesn't have an opinion, whatever the halacha, whatever the case happens to be. So which, he knows that there are so many different opinions. You look in the Shulchan Aruch, there are many different opinions. So which opinion is binding on you? So the answer is the opinion of your Rebbe Muvuk, because the opinions of the Bez Nagadol are binding, not because of the Bez Nagadol of them. Not in Lishkas HaGazes, their opinion is also binding. It's just Malam Shambokim Gorm, that's for the Chiyiv Misa of Zalka Mamre. But the Psokim of the Bez Nagadol are binding even when they're not in Lishkas HaGazes. That's in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah says in Choshen Mishpat. That the Gdoli Hador in every generation have the status. That's a problem. How do you determine who are the Gdoli Hador? That's a different Shiloh. Each group thinks that they're Rebbe. The Lubavitcher think that the Lubavitcher Rebbe is the Gdol Hador, and in Bnei Brak they hold Rebbe Lezer Shach is the Gdol Hador, and the Satmar think the Satmar Rebbe is the Gdol Hador. And every yeshiva, they think their Rosh Yeshiva is the Gdol Hador. So that's, maybe they're wrong. That's a problem. How do you determine who are the Gdol Hador? That's another problem. But Al Pidin, there is such a halachic category. The Gdol Hador have the status of Rabbi Muvuk or of all of the people in Nehash. What kind of story is that? Eretz is
He is. That's why I went away with you. You were mad, so you was like, she had him, now he went, oh, what's the sound of this animal? See, I read this, it's so busy, get up, man, I didn't get up, you went, let's get in, let's in. See, I read so, not an answer, see, I read, well, so, it's so, exactly, we see, get up, you went up. I said, she went, where's the way that I went on you? Yes, also Zayfer was there with a will be special and then a half and it would count such. Sirach, you know, was the end of the night with a wee set. Shvah, Siri, and I'd brush the end of this, and Tach, me achim, ozi. Yeshu, brey, vanas, me, leal, and the Sirach, with the so, Tach, and the broch, the count such. So, Tach, count such, the Tach, and so, Gishu. Sirach, and that's the Shuma, Tach, and I'm not causing all, but not this, and not Sirach, for this, and not that's the Gil, Hamley, we've got Hamley, Zahir, and we get this. Your man, the cousin, Maki, the Kisso, Shimuch, and Kisso, Shimuch, and Kisso, Shimuch, and Kisso, Shimuch, and Kisso, and Kisso, and Kisso, and Kisso, and Mama was a market, the public is lazy, and it was she in the bar. You're all good, I suppose, so you'll come up and I'm not at the surf to do this. I said, I'm not giving a yet, but he's the canvas. See, I've got enough this, you would have this, so you see, I get the cat though. Let's make an example, and I said, look, I said, but we've just said, and it's all really, you should make a hoha. And I'm not, that's a kill, come here, we've just said, no, but I'm not, this is our best to work here, I'm gonna get this. I'm gonna start. Lidro, you're a sophist, you have a drain, you have this marist in the Uxid or Ben Uxessi. Yes, Shimuch and the Miklusbet of that girl, Shimuch and Miklusbet. Ayla, I'm not put much of it. Olay Hesh has this, this is the Ralok, you mean, or see any of it. Olay Hesh, Meshach, 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 or Rumo, you're the best. Mesham, we know, Bima, Yeni, Yechal, or Yimri, Nigsaf, but Pazi, Dom, this is the Rarash Lok in the over. So, sister, the Lover, they don't need a hand. Or sister, I lock me out with Nala Shuriyash, yeah, Malam Khamba, let's see, Layla Market. It's upsetting our sister at the time in the field with Nala Shuriyash, so I lock me out with those sister at the air tonight, that Mikus, let's go home with us. The old person was over here with Sitta, well, now she's about it. Skeks in the most. That's your dinner, the time we've made in Rochi, get there as you play, that wouldn't give me tons of it. Yeah, you would be in the same, she believed in that wall.
I'm going to go to the house. 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 I'm going to go to the house